in this short 15 minutes shiur is to kind of present an idea about Haseba and use that idea to kind of flesh out some of the other aspects of the night and what we can learn from that. So Mishnah tells us, "Afilo ani shebe Yisrael lo yochel ad sheyesev." So even a poor person, meaning who's not accustomed to doing Haseba, has to recline on the Seder night. Now, there's a discussion in the Gemara, which aspects of the Seder require Haseba. And here the Gemara limits the discussion to three parts. Matzah, tzarech Haseba. So matzah you have to lean for. Maror, you do not have to lean for. And then Yayin, that there's the machlokas. So the first Gemara says there's a machlokas, at least in this Havamina, that there's a machlokas whether you have to recline at all for the four cups. And the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It means that there's a machlokas which cups you have to recline for. Tarti kamai, tarti basroi, the first ones, the last ones. And there's a svara for each one. And you know, I'm not going to get it. There's a Ran, if you're interested. The Ran asks, so once you said it's a machlokas, maybe you should say Savit Rabban and Lakula and just do away with the whole thing. Okay, it's a nice Ran, but it's too far afield for us. So there are three areas where it's more of a question about Hasebas. Number one, Afikoman. So the Rambam, if you look in Halacha Ches, he writes, "Vemisay tzrich and haseva b'shas achilas kezayis matzah," meaning the first, sounds like the first kezayis of matzah, or "v'shtiyas arva kosos," just those two things. "V'shar achilaso v'shtiyaso," and the rest of the time that you eat and drink, "em hesev reza meshubach v'em lav enot tzara." So if you want to, it's nice, but you do not have to. The Rishonim, Tosus, and Bali Tosus, and others say that you should recline specifically for Afikoman. I'm sorry, I don't have that in the source sheet. The next issue that comes up is Korech. So Tur writes, "Kasav Achi Rav Yechiel Mesapli Bekricha Ibai Haseba Kevin Demorlo Bai Haseba Ubal Amani Kasav Dibai Haseba V'Ramatza Sheba Zeich Lecherus." So you have the two sides, meaning it's matzah Moror sandwich. Moror does not require Haseba; the matzah does. So do you recline or not? So we have that as a question. Go back to the. I'll just point out that Beis Yosef says that, meaning we're doing it to be mekayim shitas Hillel. Hillel holds that that's what you, you don't do anything else. That's it. You eat the matzah and the maror together. There's no matzah and maror separately. And so if you hold like that, so when are you going to do the haseba? Meaning that would be the only place to do it. So how could it be that you don't do haseba? So then we should also perform a seva. Again, the Rambam says the achilas matzah rishona, right? The Rambam holds that you do korech, so the first kezayis of matzah you do a seva, the rest you do not. So it sounds like you don't have to do a seva for korech, only for what we call motzi matzah. And then karpas, do you recline for karpas? So the avudraham, lokech mena karpas, the mara puriya dava v'tov v'charoses, etc. Ochel mimenu kezayis behasava haseba. Shiboli aleket notel habaki karpas Hashem in rak shein l'tiv l'rishon v'achper adam v'tavar charoses. V'ochel also below haseba. So the Avudraham says yes, and the Shiboli aleket says no. Again, the Rambam does not say anything about haseba in Perek Ches Halacha Beis. So there is a comment of there's a whole piece of the Briskerov, the Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, who asks the following question: is Haseba an independent mitzvah, meaning there's a mitzvah on Seder night to do Haseba, or is it that built into the mitzvah Halayla is a requirement of Haseba, meaning the way you eat matzah on Seder night is with Haseba, the way you drink delicose is with Haseba, but there's no general requirement to do Haseba. There's certain mitzvahs where it's built in. And he thinks it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. So the Rambam writes in source number 3, "Behold over there chayav adam laharis is not kilu ba'atzma yatzat tamishi mitzrayim." You have to just demonstrate that you left Mitzrayim. Shenema v'sanam utzi misham, etc. Lefichach, therefore, halacha zayin, kishes soir ad b'layel hazeh, tzarech lecha v'lishtos v'umesiv derech cheirus. So when you eat that night, and when you drink, you do so derech cheirus. Meaning, the whole point of the haseba is to display that you are eating the derech cheirus. And so the Rambam Shita, you could say, is a more general thing, precisely because at the end, when he says, "Usharach ilostrus yaso," so you only have to recline for the matzah and adal kolsus. But if you did recline for the whole thing, so harizem meshubach. So if it was a kiyum in the mitzvah of matzah, meaning the rabbi said, "This is how to eat matzah. This is how to eat. This is how to drink adal kolsus." So then what would be harizem meshubach to do haseva the rest of the meal? It would make no sense, right? That there's a mitzvah of seuda. The rabbis didn't tell you to recline specifically during Suda, so why would it be Hareza Meshubach to recline? Elamai, the Rambam holds that it's more general, meaning there's an idea of displaying Cheirus the whole night, so you have to display Cheirus for Matzah and for Dalat Kosos. But in addition, if you recline the rest of the parts of the Seder, Hareza Meshubach, because it's all part of this broader theme of displaying Keilu Laharos Sasatzmo Keilu Yatzav Mitzrayim. What? No, so moror, you're dafka not supposed to display, meaning that's how you learn it. You're dafka not supposed to display chayrus during moror. That's why you don't recline. Right? That's what the Gemara says. You don't. What?
So does that mean considered?
Right. No, the Rambam will say when the Gemara says moror ain't sar haseba, it's that you shouldn't do haseba, even though you should do it the rest. Right. Whereas, according to the other Rishonim, you could say that that it's built into the mitzvah. So, how does he know this? Because if you eat matzah without haseba, according to the Rosh, you have to eat matzah again. Okay, now, if I am mekayim, let's say, the mitzvah of lulav, and I didn't do it the right way, I can't do it again. Let's say I took the lulav without a bracha, or let's say I ate the matzah and I forgot to make the bracha. So you say, okay, you didn't do the mitzvah b'shlei Musa, so do it again. But you can't do it again with a bracha. You yotzei the mitzvah already. So what would it help to eat another piece of matzah and do it with a seva? You're not doing the mitzvah anymore. Elamai, the rabbis built into the mitzvah of matzah that the way to fulfill the mitzvah is with a seva. And if you forgot to do a seva, so at least on a level of drabanan, you weren't yet mekayim the mitzvah, and so you eat the matzah again with a seva. That's how he learns the Rosh. Okay. So now let's bring it back to Karpas, Korach, and Afikoman. Okay, so each one of these has its own quirk. Let's start in the 7 minutes. So first, regarding Karpas, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? So if it's a mitzvah, so you could say that it's one of the mitzvahs halayla, and then maybe there would be a requirement for karpas. So the Rambam writes regarding karpas that you have to eat a kezias. Ein ochel pachas mi kezias. And the Hagos Maimini says that you do not have to eat a kezias. And we dafka, this is our practice, we dafka don't eat a kezias. I don't have time to explain the whole thing. It's a whole issue with the bracha. If you make the bracha hadama and you need to eat the mar, there's a shayla whether a mar requires its own hadama. And if you ate a kezias, you might have to make a bracha achrona on the karpas, and that would ruin the whole thing. So eat less than a kezias, that solves the problem. Okay, but what's the issue whether you need a kezias or not? So we know that the purpose of karpas is to elicit questions from the tinokos, kishisha tinokos. But when the rabbis gave us this mitzvah, did they say that there's a mitzvah to eat karpas, or is it just a simen in order to get the kids to ask questions? So that's what the Rav said. It's machlokas between the Rambam and the Hagos Maimoni. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah salayla to do this thing called karpas. It's one of the mitzvahs of the night. And as such, you could argue, like the Avudraham, that you have to do it with Haseba. It's one of the mitzvahs halayla. Whereas according to the Gos Maimini, it's not a mitzvah per se. It's an act. It's part of the Seder halayla, but it's not a mitzvah. I don't know how you'd categorize it exactly, but it's something else. And therefore, Haseba is not necessary because we're really just eating it in order for the kids to ask questions. Okay, and like every other mitzvah, if there's no kezias, meaning if there's a mitzvah to eat, so then it's usually kezias. If there's no mitzvah to eat, so then the mitzvah is to do something else. So maybe it is a mitzvah. Maybe it's a mitzvah to act like you're eating a vegetable. But you don't have to eat a kezias, and therefore you don't have to do a seba. Okay, what about korech? So korech we do as a zecher lemikdash, meaning according to Hillel, and the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Hay Korech, you know, Pesach Matzah Mor V'Yachad, now when there's no Mikdash. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. How can you fulfill the mitzvah? Matzah is Daraisa, Mor is Darabonon, and when you eat the two together, so the Tam Darabonon is Mavata, the Tam Daraisa. So we do both, meaning we eat the matzah, we eat the Mor, and then we eat both together, and we're Mekayim as a Zecher LeMikdash. But when we do that, are we fulfilling a rabbinic obligation? Are we being mekayim a mitzvah of korech, or are we being, the way the Rav formulated it, are we being mekayim a mitzvah of zecher lemikdash? Meaning, in eating the korech, are we commemorating a specific mitzvah of the night, or are we commemorating a more general thing that we have practices throughout the year, which are to commemorate the fact that we had a Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is no longer, and to remember the fact that we had a Beis HaMikdash, so we do certain practices. So if it's a specific kiyum, if we're doing it because this is the way Hillel would fulfill the mitzvah halayla, so then it makes sense to do it with a seba, even though you're eating more with it. If it's a kind of broader generic zecher lemikdash, then you could argue that it's not a mitzvah of achila that relates to the night of Pesach. It's more, it's a side thing, and therefore there's no mitzvah of haseba. And the last thing is the afikomen. So the afikomen also is a machlokas. Is the afikomen the main kiyum of matzah, or is it just also a remembrance to the korban Pesach? So Rashi and the Rashbam at the end of Pesachim suggest that maybe the afikomen is the main mitzvah of matzah. Meaning, even though you say the bracha at the beginning, alachilas matzah, and you eat kezayis of matzah, and we use the double shear, nevertheless, there's what to be said about the afikomen still being the main mitzvah of matzah in place of the korban Pesach. And the Rosh says, no, the kezayis rishon is the first kezayis that you eat, or the first double kezayis that you eat, is the main mitzvah of the night. So if, and the Rambam seems to follow that approach, because the Rambam says that kezayis matzah rishona, he doesn't say rishona, that there's no haseba except b'shas achilas matzah, the kezayis matzah. The first kezayis matzah seems to be the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore haseba only is required for that first kezayis, whereas if you give more weight to the afikomen as being the mitzvah of matzah, so then you would try to do haseba for that mitzvah. So we try to do haseba for certainly for the afikomen, for karpas also. I think some people do try to do haseba to mekayim the avudra hamshita, and for korech as well. I think we do it, but b'dieved, you know, it's really only the you can look at Shulchan Aruch in source 10, b'dieved. It's really the matzah that you'd have to repeat if you forgot to do a seba. And you can look at the Ramah, Im lo shasa kol shlishi or revi, be seba in tzorach lasa v'lishos, yesh b'ch shash nir kamos v'alachos, sabo shnei kos rishonos, yasa v'yesh b'lo bracha. Okay. And then he says, matzah you have to repeat, and you should really try to be meisiv kol asuda. So that's the conclusion of the Rama.